Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Member by Ram Goldar, and today we're Zechus Chagiga Daf Chaf Alef, the third parak Chomer BeKodesh. The Zichud Masechus Chagiga program has been generously sponsored by Leinishmas Avram Ber Ben Asher and Leinishmas Tamar Bas Chaim. And then the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, the Gemara asks for the Mishnah's reason that one may not immerse one Kli within another Kli for the purposes of Kodesh. And Rabbi Ula said, Mifnei Shekvedo Shel Kli Chotzeis, because the weight of the inner Kli creates a Chetzitza between the water and the Kelim. The Gemara questions this, since the Sefer of the Mishnah teaches, Sheba Kodesh Matir Menage V'Matbev Arkaka Kosher, that for Kodesh, one must untie the knots, dry a immersed garment, and then retie the knots. And the reason for this is because the knots would create a Chetzitza. Now this suggests that the reisha, the case of immersing one kli inside the other, is not due to chatzitza. The Gemara answers that, in fact, both cases are due to concerns of creating a chatzitza, and it was necessary for the Tana to teach both cases. For if only the first case of immersing one kli within the other was taught, one might think, mishim kvedo shel kli de'eka, that the chatzitza is because of the weight of the kli, and therefore the knots, which are tied loosely and have no weight, would not be a chatzitza. And if only the case of the knots was taught, then one might have thought that it's because the knot is tight in the water and does not become loosened. But in the case of the kalim, the water causes the inner kli to float, and therefore there would be no problem of chatzitza. Pointing to the Gemara notes, there would be Ila, who said that the reason that one may not immerse one kli within another is due to it being a chatzitza, is consistent with another statement he made in the name of Rav Chanina Bar Papa. Eser Malos Shanu Kan. They taught here in the Mishnah 10 milas, meaning higher levels of stringency that were decreed for Kodesh and not for Truma. Now, Rashi explains that Rabbi Yehuda only counts 10 milas when the Mishnah listed 11 cases. This indicates that he holds that the two cases are for the same reason, that being chatzitza. His statement continues that the first five apply to Kodesh and Chun Shenasa Taras Kodesh, for Chun that was prepared according to the Tara standard of Kodesh, and the last five only apply to Kodesh. The reason is that the first five, De Esel Hudrar De Tumah Medaraisa, that have a concern of Tumah Deraisa, the Rabbanan decreed for both Kodesh and Chun Shenasa Taras Kodesh. The latter five cases do not involve Tumah Deraisa, and therefore the Rabbanan did not decree them on Chun Shenasu al Taras Kodesh. And point number three, Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says that since the Sefer of the Mishnah deals with a concern of Chatzitza, the Reisha does not. Rather, the reason one must not immerse one Kli inside another for Kodesh is Gezer Shul Yakbil Machatim and Tzinoris Bekli She'in Befiv Kashofer Sanot. It's a Gezer, so one should not immerse needles and spinning hooks within a Kli whose opening is not at least the size as a flask skin tube. Rashi explains that if the opening of the outer Kli is smaller than this tube, then the water inside is not considered mixed with the outer waters of the mikveh, and the needles and hooks will not be considered to have had a valid immersion in a mikveh. So once again, the three points are number one. The Gemara asks for the Mishnah's reason that one may not immerse one Kli within another Kli for the purposes of Kodesh. And Rabbi Yehuda said, Mifnei Shekvedo Shel Kli Chotzeis, because the weight of the inner Kli creates a chatzitza between the water and the kalim. The Gemara questions this, since the Sefer of the Mishnah teaches, Sheba Kodesh Matir Menage V'Matbev Arkaka Kosher, that for Kodesh, one must untie the knots, dry a immersed garment, and then retie the knots. And the reason for this is because the knots would create a chatzitza. Now this suggests that the reisha, the case of immersing one kli inside the other, is not due to chatzitza. The Gemara answers that, in fact, both cases are due to concerns of creating a chatzitza, and it was necessary for the Tana to teach both cases. For if only the first case of immersing one kli within the other was taught, one might think, mishim kvedo shel kli de'eka, that the chatzitza is because of the weight of the kli, and therefore the knots, which are tied loosely and have no weight, would not be a chatzitza. And if only the case of the knots was taught, then one might have thought that it's because the knot is tight in the water and does not become loosened. But in the case of the kalim, the water causes the inner kli to float, and therefore there would be no problem of chatzitza. Pointing to the Gemara notes, there would be Ila, who said that the reason that one may not immerse one kli within another is due to it being a chatzitza, is consistent with another statement he made in the name of Rav Chanina Bar Papa. Eser Malos Shanu Kan. They taught here in the Mishnah 10 milas, meaning higher levels of stringency that were decreed for Kodesh and not for Truma. Now, Rashi explains that Rabbi Yehuda only counts 10 milas when the Mishnah listed 11 cases. This indicates that he holds that the two cases are for the same reason, that being chatzitza. His statement continues that the first five apply to Kodesh and Chun Shenasa Taras Kodesh, for Chun that was prepared according to the Tara standard of Kodesh, and the last five only apply to Kodesh. The reason is that the first five, De Esel Hudrar De Tumah Medaraisa, that have a concern of Tumah Deraisa, the Rabbanan decreed for both Kodesh and Chun Shenasa Taras Kodesh. The latter five cases do not involve Tumah Deraisa, and therefore the Rabbanan did not decree them on Chun Shenasu al Taras Kodesh. And point number three, Rabbi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says that since the Sefer of the Mishnah deals with a concern of Chatzitza, the Reisha does not. Rather, the reason one must not immerse one Kli inside another for Kodesh is Gezer shel yadbil machatim tzinoros bekli she'ein befiv k'shofer sanot. It's a gezer so one should not immerse needles and spinning hooks within a kli whose opening is not at least the size as a flask skin tube. Rashi explains that if the opening of the outer kli is smaller than this tube, then the water inside is not considered mixed with the outer waters of the mikveh, and the needles and hooks will not be considered to have had a valid immersion in a mikveh. All right, so now we go to our simmer daf chafalv, and our standard simmon is a car. That's because Bostonians pronounce a car as a ka, a ka. So here goes. The race car driver with a large hood ornament of a kli within a kli tied up with wet knots and a big 10 milas decal on the door was about to pass his competitor who was recklessly drinking from a skin flask that contained needles and spinning hooks. So once again, in slow motion. The race car driver, that must be more in Daf Chaf Aleph, ka. The race car driver with a large hood ornament of a kli within a kli tied up with wet knots, which reminds us, the Gemara answers that it was necessary for the Reisha and the Sefer of the Mishnah to address concerns for Chatzitza. For if only the first case of immersing one kli within the other, one might think that the Chatzitza is because of the weight of the kli, and therefore the knots which are tied loosely and have no weight would not be a Chatzitza. And if only the case of the knots was taught, then one might have thought that it's because the knot is tight in the water and does not become loosened. But in the case of Kalim, the water caused the inner kli to float, and therefore there would be no problem of chatzitza. So the race car driver with the large hood ornament of a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, and a big 10 milas decal on the door, which reminds us, the Gemara notes that Rabbi Ilo, who said that the reason that one may not immerse one kli within another is due to it being a chatzitza, is consistent with another statement he made in the name of Chanina Bar Papa, Esther Milo Shanu Khan. They taught here in the Mishnah at 10 milas, meaning higher levels of stringency that were decreed for Kodesh and not for Truma. Rashi explains that Rabbi Ilo only counts 10 milas when the Mishnah listed 11 cases. This indicates that he holds that the two of the cases are for the same reason, that being a chatzitza. Statement continues that the first five apply to Kodesh and Chulin Shenasal Taras Kodesh, since they have a concern for Tumah Deraisa, whereas the latter five cases do not involve Tumah Deraisa, and therefore the Rabban did not decree them on Chulin Shenasu al Taras Kodesh. So the race car driver with a large hood ornament with a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, and a big 10 milas decal on the door, was about to pass his competitor who was recklessly drinking from a skin flask that contained needles and spinning hooks. Which reminds us, Rava disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda and says that since the Seif of the Mishnah deals with the concern of Chatzitza, the Reisha does not. Rather, the reason one must not immerse one kli inside another kli for Kodesh is because of a gzera that one should not immerse needles and spinning hooks within a kli whose opening is not at least the size of a flask skin tube. Rashi explains that if the opening of the outer kli is smaller than this tube, then the water inside is not considered mixed with the outer waters of the mikveh, and the needles and hooks will not be considered to have had a valid immersion in a mikveh. So once again, the race car driver with a large hood ornament of a kli within a kli, tied up with wet knots, and a big 10 milas decal on the door, was about to pass his competitor, who was recklessly drinking from a skin flask that contained needles and spinning hooks. All right, now it's time for a four blah blah chazara. Daf Yud Zayin. So the sim Daf Yud Zayin is a used car, and we often use a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman, that must be one Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who told the potential buyer his payment plan included 7 days after Shavuos, which reminds us, Rabbi Elazar said in Imroshia, Menayin La'atzer She'esh HaTashumin Kol Shiva, from where is it derived that Shavuos has a Tashumin period for the Chagiga and Olas Re'iyah for 7 days? For it's written the pasuk regarding the mitzvah of appearing before HaKadosh Baruch Hu 3 times a year, B'chag HaMatzos, B'chag HaShavuos, B'chag HaSukkos. The Torah makes a hekesh comparing Shavuos to Pesach. Ma'Pesach Yesh HaTashumin Kol Shiva, Af Chag HaShavuos Yesh HaTashumin Kol Shiva. Just as Pesach has Tashumin for all 7 days, so too Shavuos has Tashumin for all 7 days. So the used car salesman who told the potential buyer his payment plan included 7 days after Shavuos, and that he'd throw in a hotel voucher to sleep over in Yerushalayim, Motzi Yantav on Sukkos, which reminds us, after concluding that the pasuk that mentioned the three are gone to the mitzvah of Re'iyah was a source for a hekesh between Pesach and Shavuos, the Gemara asks what halach is being learned out from the fact that Sukkos is mentioned in the pasuk. It answers, Machaga Matzos Ta'onuina Af Chaga Sukkos Ta'onuina. Just as Chaga Matzos requires staying overnight in Yerushalayim following the first day of Yantiv, so too Sukkos requires staying overnight following the first day of Yantiv. So the used car salesman who told the potential buyer his payment plan included 7 days after Shavuos, and that he'd throw in a hotel voucher to sleep over in Yerushalayim, Motzi Yantiv on Sukkos, proudly proclaimed that there are many good years of use to reap from the car. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings another source for Tashumim for Shavuos. The Gehadim of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Tana Braisa, the Pasuk of the Parsha discussing Shavuos states, Kerasim v'kutzerchem, that you shall make a holy proclamation when you reap. Ezu chag shata kore v'kutzer bo, which is the chag that you make a proclamation and you reap, say this is the chag of Shavuos. Daf Yud Ches. So the sim Daf Yud Ches is a chuppah. So here goes. The chuppah designer, chuppah, that must more in Daf Yud Ches. The chuppah designer who wasn't permitted to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brace regarding the source for the prohibition of doing malacha on Chol HaMoed, according to Rabbi Hoshea. When the pasuk states, as Chagamasos Tishmor, Shivas Yamim, shall guard the Chagamasos 7 days, it teaches that it's forbidden to do malacha on Chol HaMoed. For Rashi explains that the word Tishmor, you shall guard, is a warning not to do malacha. Rabbi Yonason says that the pasuk is not needed, for it can be derived from a Kal Vachomer. If Yom Rishon and Shvi'a Pesach, where there's no Kedusha before or after them, are nonetheless prohibited from doing malacha, then the days of Chol HaMoed, where there's Kedusha before and after them, Kal Vachomer, they are subject to the prohibition of doing malacha. So, the chuppah designer, who wasn't permitted to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, finally fashioned her dream chuppah equipped with washing stations for people to eat chuon, maaser, and truma. Which reminds us, the next mission states, no tinyadayim with chuon, maaser, or truma. We wash our hands for chuon, maaser, sheni, and truma. And the mission continues, well, kodesh matbilin, but for kodesh we immerse our hands in a mikvah. Rashi explains that to eat from a shlamim, or for kohen to eat from a chatas or asham, the rabbanim made an extra chumrah and required immersing the hands in a mikvah of 40 sa, even if they did not come in contact with truma. Ulchatas im nitmu yadav nitma gufo. And in regard to handling mechatas, if one's hands became tame, then his entire body is considered tame, and he must immerse his entire body. Rashi explains that this is referring to a derabban tuma, which makes the hands tame, but not the body, such as a rishon or a sefer of Tanakh. So, the chuppah designer, who wasn't permitted to do malacha on Chol HaMoed, finally fashioned a dream chuppah equipped with washing stations for people to eat chuon, maaser, and truma, and embroidered with a message, washing required for chuon bread, not fruit. Which reminds us, the Gemara questions whether chuon and maaser sheni require hand washing based on a Mishnah Bikurim, which states that maaser sheni does not require it, which implies all the more so that chuon doesn't require it. After addressing the contradiction regarding maaser sheni with regard to chuon, it concludes that there is also no contradiction. Kan b'achil de nahama, here in our Mishnah, it requires hand washing instead of the eating of bread. Kan b'achil de peri, whereas here in the Mishnah Bikurim, it's discussing the eating of other produce. For Rav Nachman said, kol noto yadu peres harzim gasei ruach. One who washes his hands for eating of food other than bread is from the arrogant. Daf Yud Tes, the symbol Daf Yud Tes is a yacht. So here goes. The Chagiga water games on the yacht. Yacht. That must mean we're on Daf Yud Tes. The Chagiga water games on the yacht delighted the guests who tried to grab bobbing apples of a chulin in the water, which reminds us, Rav Nachman holds that one does not have to have kavanah to purify one's hands for chulin. The Gemara brings a mission to support him that taught that a produce fell into a water channel and one whose hands were tummy reached into the water and took them. His hands are tawri even though he didn't have kavanah to purify his hands. And the produce is not in the category of chiyutan to make it susceptible to being a kabbal tumah. So, the Chagiga water games on the yacht delayed the guests who tried to grab bobbing apples of a chulin in the water while keeping only one foot in the water, which reminds us the Gemara about a brisa that taught Ode Ragla Achaz B'mayim, that if one still has one foot in the water of a mikvah, it's considered as if he's still immersing and may change his kavana to an even higher kedusha. The Gemara asks who the Tana is the taught. This Rabbi Pedas said it's Rabbi Yehuda. We see from another Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda holds of good achis, and Rabbi Pedas assumes that Rabbi Yehuda would equally hold of good asi. So the Chagiga water games on the yacht delight the guests who tried to grab bobbing apples of chulin in the water while keeping only one foot in the water and then dive into one of three pools of water situated on a slope with gushing water. Which reminds us, Ula asks Rabbi Yochanan whether Rabbi Yehuda, who holds of good achis, holds of good asik as well. Rabbi Yochanan replied that it was taught in a brisa that if there were three holes containing water on a slope of a valley and the upper and lower holes contained 20 sa each, and the middle one contained 40 sa, and a rush of rainwater connects them all, Yehuda said that Rabbi Meir used to say, Matbil be'al yona, one may immerse in the upper hole, indicating that Rabbi Meir holds of good asik and seems to prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds of it as well. When Rabbi Yochanan was presented with the second brace where Rabbi Yehuda says that he disagrees with Rabbi Meir and holds that one may only immerse in the lower one, Rabbi Yochanan said to Ula, Itanya, Tanya, if it was taught specifically in a brisa, it was taught, and I retract my proof. Daf Chaf, so the Simon Daf Chaf is a cafe. So here goes. After the Parush, who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe. Cafe, that must be where in Daf Chaf. After the Parush, who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe, dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a number of related rulings to the concept of Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Yonasan ben Elazar said that if a Parush's shawl fell off him, and he said to his friend, give it to me, and he gave it to him, it's Tami. Rashi explains that even if the friend is Tami, there is a principle, Chazaka in Adam Mishamar Mashim Yad Chavero. It's a chazaka that a person does not guard what's in his friend's hand. So the one who dropped it is not guarding it while the other one picked it up. And the one who picked it up will reason to himself that since the person who dropped it doesn't know if I'm Tame, yet he asked me to pick it up, it must mean that he's not careful about Tahara. Therefore, he'll not guard it from Tuma, and the object is deemed Tame. So After the parush who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe, dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, he bumped into his friend carrying a basket of figs who'd only done a partial shamir, which reminds us the Gemara brings a braisa that demonstrates the validity of an itirus at the palga, a partial guarding, which taught that if one put his hand into a basket containing figs and the basket was on the shoulder and a shovel was in the basket as well, and his mind was on the basket and the figs but not on the shovel, the basket and the figs are tar and the shovel is tamei. Ravine explains that the reason why the figs do not become tamei from the shovel is that the cases where the person said, I guard the shovel from something that would make it tummy to the point that it would even tummy something else, but not from something that makes it puzzle. So after the parush who walked into the Hesach Hadas Cafe, dropped his scarf and asked the waiter to pick it up, he bumped into his friend carrying a basket of figs who'd only done a partial shemira, standing at the Keli Mikvah and toiling a shovel within the shovel to be used for his truma. Which reminds us, the opening mission of the third parak states, Chomer b'kodesh m'metruma, the stringency of Kodesh over truma is, and proceeds to enumerate 11 stringencies. These Chomers were instituted by the Rabban to protect the Tahara of various items. The first Chomer is, Shematbil and Kelim b'tol Kelim with truma of lo b'kodesh, that they may tovel Kelim within other Kelim for truma, but not for Kodesh. The Gemara on the next off will discuss this at length. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avram Golden Zichu, wishing a great day and great learning.